From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. No long lines and quiet polling places are what most South Florida voters can expect so far throughout the region during today's primary. For most Democratic voters, the highlight of today's election is getting to choose who will run against Republican Governor Rick Scott in November, Charlie Crist or Nan Rich. But there are local races on the ballot, and some voters are finding it's wise to go into the voting booth with a plan. Outside a polling place today at St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Pompano Beach, 62-year-old Mike DeStefano holds up a little cheat sheet. He says he went online and did a little homework on each of the candidates.
Years ago, I didn't vote for a while, I'll be honest. And the reason was that I would get called for jury duty all the time. So that's like 20 years ago. But I like to complain a little, so if I want to complain, I better vote.
To help make sense of all the circuit court judges, county judges, and other races on the ballot, Barbara Knapp and her husband turn to a friend who's a bit of a political junkie.
We have a friend, Sandy, who is follows it to that level. She's retired and she enjoys it and she's very active. So we call her and she tells us her opinions and we usually go with that.
And for voters who just go to the polls and pick any old name because it looks good, the Knapps have some advice. Get yourself a Sandy. Polls close today at 7 p.m. Millions of dollars, well, talking about politics, millions of dollars coming into the Rick Scott and Charlie Crist campaigns from out of state. The Tampa Tribune is reporting that $15 million, or 17% of the money raised by both campaigns, have come from donors outside of Florida. That's up from 12% last year of non-Florida contributions. Both Scott and Crist, again, still facing primary challengers today, but polls expect the two to face off in the general election. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.